Thank you. Hello, thank you for tuning in for an episode of Ribosome Radio. My name is Matt Davignon, and I'll be bringing you probably about an hour of experimental and unusual noises from people all over the place. We started out with an artist who apparently I have missed the bus on up until just now. Her name is Berengère Maximin, or at least I hope I am not pronouncing it, which would be absolutely shameful having my last name. But apparently she's been making music since 2008, and the kind of music I really like. So this is a new record called Land of Waves, and you can get it up on the Bandcamp. Most of the music that I'm playing today you can find online, and if you do like what you're hearing, I recommend that you check out the playlist where I've put links as to where you can find the artist. The best way to thank me for doing the podcast, if that's something you're fixing to do, would be to actually support the artists. That would make me very happy. In the background right now, we're hearing from Roberto Opalio, who is one half of the group called My Cat is an Alien. And this is from his debut solo CD called Chants from Isolated Ghosts. And then coming up next, we will be hearing from an artist who sent me their own music. I can't find where this has been officially released, but we will hear a track from Sean Robert out of Bath, United Kingdom. And let's stay tuned and see what it sounds like. Thank you. All right, just a moment ago, some wonderful synth and percussion music by Michael Anklin and Kilchefer, both out of Switzerland. The band name on this album is Kilchefer Anklin, and the name of the record is Moto Perpetuo. We heard the song called Irig. Just before that, we heard from Drew McDowell featuring Mara Lee, Armstrong Riel. And we heard, I think it's just a second version of the track Agalma 1 from the release called Agalma on Dice Records that came out in 2020. Some people might know Drew McDowell as one of the members of Coil, especially when Coil moved on from being kind of like an 80s goth slash industrial group to being more of a late 90s, early 2000s, more experimental, more electronic, mysterious, squiggly sounds sort of group. So definitely have been paying attention to Drew McDowell's releases. Before that, we heard from an artist, I believe based out of New York, but the record is based out of France. This is Ilya P with some tape music from a record called Tensoplast. All the tracks were done with dictaphones, various tape recorders, CD players, field recordings, CB radios, motors, etc., etc. Ilya P is also known as Ludovic Mederi, I suppose. The name of the track, La Première Bande 1, from the record called Tensoplast, out on Fault Records, F-A-L-T. Before that, we heard from Sean Robert with a track called Telepathy. And as far as I know, that track might be unreleased, although Sean Robert does have a number of records out on Bandcamp. According to the track itself, it's from a record called Fragmentary Improvisational Experimentation. This was sent directly to me, so I'm wondering if Fragmentary Improvisational Experimentation might have been a demo CD at some point. In the background right now, we're listening to Aiko Ishibashi with her record that just came out in November. This is called Orbit, and we're going to hear from probably about two-thirds of this first track, which is called Laser and Flying Urn 1-2-3. There's only three tracks on this record. This first one is a long one, so if you like what you're hearing, again, go ahead and find the record on the Bandcamp, follow the links, and buy it from the artist. We'll be right back. Right, just a few moments ago, we heard from Crash Worship, from a release that came out in the early 90s called Asesinos, originally on the Royer record label, and recently reissued online on the, Cold Spring record label. Crash Worship, if you were around in the 90s, probably the late 80s too, they were kind of like this really amazing noise ensemble, usually involving 3 to 5 percussionists on not trap kits, but hand percussion, stick percussion, things like that, and a number of noise musicians with them, doing kind of like this big bacchanal thing. They would have fire shooting devices and people dressed up in duct tape. Pretty much, very 90s. But this record was music that they recorded in the late 80s and mixed in the early 90s and then released in 1993. So compared to their live performances, it's a bit toned down, but still has lots of unusual sounds. And then the last track on there is very evocative of their live shows. Before Crash Worship, we heard this strange piece of music with lots of chopped up hi-hats. That was Graham Dunning from London. The track was called Cursus Imaging, and the CD is called Panopticon. And Graham Dunning created that by playing the game Half-Life, but with all the in-game sounds replaced with samples from 90s rave tracks and sample CDs. So that was Cursus Imaging. That was about 3 minutes long. Before that, we went back to the previous set with a nice long excerpt from Aiko Ishibashi. The name of the track was Laser and Flying Urn 1, 2, 3. I think we heard parts 1 and 2. And that's from an album called Orbit. In the background right now, and probably finishing out the show today, is Psychic TV with a release called Condole, or Condole, or Three Films, or in some cases it's called The Whale / Dead Cat. We are listening to the track called Dead Cat, and this originally came out, or the version that I have came out on Silent Records right around 1993 or so, and then was reissued again recently by Cold Spring, so that you can find it on Bandcamp and the like. Looking at this album cover, it's probably about the most 90s thing you can get. It's got dolphins arranged into fractal patterns. But I only recently realized that I haven't played anything of Psychic TV since the group's founder, Genesis Peorage, passed away in 2000. So I think it's as good a chance as any to enjoy one of these longer pieces of more focused ritual music, as Genesis would call it. And we'll finish out with that. Anyway, thank you for listening to Ribosome Radio, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.